This is a CHOI news report. Controversial $48.5 million loan for a new public works shed in Nanaimo is going to have to repeat the alternative approval process in the new year after the previous one run in November was found to have been done without giving proper notice. City Council voted 7-2 to do a second alternative approval process instead of deferring to the decision or running a referendum. Councillors Ben Gesselbrecht and Tyler Brown voted against the motion. Brown was the lone member of council to vote against the project initially and maintains he still doesn't have enough information on what it will entail.
When someone asks me whether I support the project or not, it's very hard for me to say. I just don't have the information. I don't think it's been presented to council, and I'm not going to decide that for any others. I only speak for myself. I definitely don't think, whether it was through referendum or through AAP, that the project was communicated fully in a way that a member of the public could decide whether they were for it or not.
Gesselbrecht says the project is needed, but people need more information, and he would like to see it go to a referendum.
We need a public works yard. They hasn't been updated since the 1960s, when our population was a lot less. We had a lot less infrastructure. So it's a no-brainer, and I think it'll be a no-brainer for the community. And maybe we do need to just go out there with a bit package up the information, a bit clear communication. And if it takes a referendum, I support doing a referendum on this.
Councillor Cheryl Armstrong says if voters reject the proposal to take out a loan, it will mean there's a steep property tax increase this year. City staff pegged the initial tax increase at 3.6% in 2024, which would mean an 11.6% overall increase to the city's portion of property taxes.
Like, I have no problems if this goes to referendum and fails of being the first one to put a motion forward to raise taxes to get that money to build it, because it has to get built.
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh says there's no time to waste.
It is not time to put this off. It is not time to think of some other boring date. It is the time to make the decision that is in the public interest, which we were elected to serve. And serving that public interest does not necessarily mean you do it because you think it's popular. You do it because it's right. And what we are doing tonight by voting in favor of the alternative approval process is the best way to save money for the taxpayers, is the best way to get on with this project, and it's the best way to ensure that in the event of a real disaster, this city and its workers, who will work tirelessly through the next snowstorm or the water main break or whatever, get the kind of facility they deserve and merit and that the public needs in order to ensure that they can deliver those services effectively.
Noni Bartlett from the newly formed Nanaimo City Council Oversight Hub says the decision to proceed with a second AAP is contributing to a growing distrust of City Council.
Mayor Krogh is right. We did elect him, but we didn't elect him to dictate to us how it's going to go. We elected him to hear the voice of the people and proceed accordingly. And tonight, I think, was a really good example of how the people, and I think we were a great cross-section of the city, how the people distrust our council and our mayor. And I think that they're going to have to do a lot of work in order to earn our trust back.
Noni's husband, Sandy Bartlett, who's the lawyer that pointed out the improper notice of the original AAP, says that he thinks citizens need more information.
Well, I think I made my points. I was pretty adamant that the AAP process, just as simply the way that they do business, doesn't reach the citizens of Nanaimo. It's just the way it is. They seem intent on doing the same thing and getting the same result. Nobody in Nanaimo will know about it. So I don't understand why they don't change the way they do business. It's simple. You can send some letters out to people. They send them out for your dog tags, for your dog. They'll send you a letter to pick up the money that they need for your dog tags. So why can't they send us a notice telling us what it is that they're doing?
Joe Figel, who works as a real estate agent, says he would have preferred that voters got to see a couple of different options before deciding on the best one.
I don't think it's a democratic process. I think this should go to referendum, considering the public doesn't really know how much this is going to cost. We were told $48 million for phase one and $160 million for the whole project. So we'd like more clarification as the citizens of Nanaimo on how much this is actually going to cost and what's actually being done, and maybe offered four different options or three different options on different versions of this building at different costs, and make a decision and make an educated decision on whether this should go forward as a referendum or an AAP.
Voters will be able to submit a form in opposition to the Nanaimo Operations Center loan between January 18th and February 20th. A minimum of 7,889 forms in opposition to the loan is required to defeat the proposal. If the proposal fails, City Council would have to hold a referendum to take out a loan, or could choose to increase property taxes to cover the cost of the project. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.